This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Therapists are turning to digital tools like graphing their patients' feelings to help guide treatment. But the shift to data in mental health care isn't entirely smooth. Some therapists still view their work as more art than science. 88.5's Will James checked in with an Olympia organization to glimpse a mental health field deep in transition.
Aaron Beck was 19 years old, depressed, and almost out of hope when he decided to try therapy for the first time.
I was skeptical. It was kind of my last chance. If it didn't work, I didn't think anything would, and I was ready to just let things end.
He went to Community Youth Services in Olympia, an organization that treats teenagers and young adults. And before long, his therapist tried something unusual. She brought a laptop to a session and asked him which aspects of his life he wanted to lay out on a digital graph.
I remember measuring how active I was, how often I was practicing meditation. One interesting thing that I measured or wanted to measure was how often I would have a communication with a stranger, because I have not had that much in my life, so that was a way of measuring to see how much I'm getting out.
What results after a few sessions is a picture of a person's life in spiky lines of blue, purple, and yellow. Some patients measure their sleep habits or their moods or even how their relationships are going. The graphing tool, called a dashboard, is part of a program that Community Youth Services started using a couple years ago. It also shows the techniques a therapist is using, so they get a sense of which strategies are working. Another part of the program connects therapists to an online database where they can punch in information about a patient and find the most recent and credible research on treatments. Carrie Mayu was Aaron Beck's therapist. She says she resisted a lot of this at first. Therapists are highly trained and don't always like to think of their work or their patients as quantifiable.
I had a hard time at first, and sometimes still have one, because people aren't linear, and just by me doing a certain practice doesn't mean that someone's going to react in a predetermined way.
But she says she came to view the dashboard as merely a tool. It was still her judgment driving the treatment.
And here are some different people.
She brings up a graph from another ex-patient, a young woman. One line represents how close she feels to her boyfriend. Another tracks her drug use.
One of the most significant pieces for her when we were looking at this is she saw how often she used mirrored how close she felt to her boyfriend, who was also using.
Mayu says the patient was able to gain insight into her life after seeing her habits laid bare on a computer screen.
This portion right here where the blue line of her substance use fell and the closest to her boyfriend actually stays the same is kind of when her insight shifted and she was able to see that they could do different things together than use.
The woman eventually got on the addiction treatment medication Suboxone, and the blue line representing her drug use plummets to zero. Programs like this are rolling out across the country. It's part of a decades-long evolution in psychology toward the use of what are called evidence-based practices. Those are strategies rooted in data and research.
It's been extraordinarily slow.
Eric Bruns is a professor in the University of Washington's psychiatry department. He says therapists who embrace evidence-based practices are still relatively rare. That's in part because mental health care providers are too overburdened and underfunded to train in something new. And it's in part because of resistance to change.
I really think that it's unfortunate but true that we still have a lot of practitioners out there who think that the art of therapy doesn't require them necessarily to ask these questions that are quantifiable. And simply knowing whether or not a client is expressing that they're doing better is something that is all too rare.
Some patients bristle at the idea of being graphed. But Aaron Beck says he's the sort of person who responds to cold, hard information. He remembers the first time he looked at a graph of his feelings and his habits and felt hopeful.
Kind of, it was satisfying, I suppose, to kind of see that, you know, while I'm living in the moment, here's the graph that shows that this is life and this happens. This roller coaster is real and true. And yes, it gets bad, but then it gets better again.
Beck is 22 now and a writing tutor at his college. He hopes to be a teacher someday. And he still draws on the experience of seeing his life, the ups and the downs, as a picture.
It's, for me, you know, as someone struggling with depression, it's really empowering to see that there are good times, and also to, you know, kind of forgive myself a little bit for being depressed in the bad times, because it's natural.
Will James, 88.5 News.